Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q. Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
What?
Live on the air, honey. It's been a lot of mayhem and shit going on this weekend, honey. It was Black Pride in New York City this weekend, honey. The girls had a function in Chicago this weekend, honey, that I heard that turned out to be an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes flop, Miss Day. I heard it was a function in Ohio that turned out to be fab this day. I know the girls are going to call in. I've been hearing the girls. The girls haven't been getting paid their coins for grand prizes this weekend at different functions and things and shit. It's a mess. It's going to be crazy tonight. I know it's going to go down. The girls is going to be calling in, and they're going to be spilling the tea and all types of things, honey. I had a fabulous weekend this weekend. I really did. I really enjoyed myself this weekend. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to the legendary mother, Mariah Revlon, for having a fabulous, fabulous Kiki versus the Real Scene mini ball on Friday night at the Globe. It was definitely fabulous, Mariah. You do your thing every time you have a ball. The girls always come out for you, bitch, and I love it. I had fun. I enjoyed myself doing that. I enjoyed myself chilling in the projects on Friday before the function, honey. Then on Saturday, honey, I went to Buka's Milan block party on his block. It was fabulous. They shut the whole block down. Definitely played cards all night long over there at the block party. Had a motherfucking blast at the fucking block party. It was definitely everything. It was fun. It was cute. Got to definitely give a big shout-out to Buka for that, honey. You turned that out, Buka. I did have fun. I enjoy playing cards with my partner, Eric Milan, winning the children coins, honey. And then after that, I stopped through the village, honey, and handed out some flyers for the legendary Mother Teresa Mizrahi, Mother Jamie Balenciaga, and Mother Misty Prada flyers for the function last night, because they had a function last night at Esquilita's, a lesbian function. It was definitely a cute function. And then I went to the beach before the function and had a blast at the beach. And we are definitely friends on Facebook. You can definitely go to Facebook and definitely see my weekend of fun and pictures and things. They're definitely up on Facebook, girls. Go check them out. Comment on my pictures. Definitely did have fun. Had a blast this weekend. Had a blast on the microphone last night. And everything. It was really cute. Definitely got to give a shout out to all the butch queens and all the femme queens and everybody that definitely did come out last night to definitely support the lesbian ball. Definitely got to give a big shout out to the three legendary mothers. Definitely a big shout out to legendary Shady Kim Prada for definitely coming out in the building last night. Father James Icon, overall Mother Kiana Evisu. Who else? Legendary Mother Brittany Herrera was definitely in the building last night. Legendary Dewan Milan was definitely in the building last night. Who else? Anissa was in the building. Who else was in the building? It was girls. Legendary Mother Morgan Ebony was definitely in the building. Legendary Women's Performance Monique Mizrahi was in the building. The girls was out last night in the building at the lesbian function full force. I definitely want to give everybody a big round of applause that definitely was out. But Switchmore, let's not waste no time, bitch. I don't want to sit here and talk it on up. Can you please bring my Banshee Cunt girlfriend from the other side of the Bronx on? Yes, girl, she is back on the air. She is live in effect. The legendary Nicole, I-C-O-N.
You just finished blowing out your whole week, but that was all right, America, because I just finished voguing down to them beats that was on before the show. I was waiting. Hi, Switchboard. Them beats is over. Mike Q turned that out. That is so over. I was gagging. I was voguing in here down. I just didn't dip.
I know, that's right, honey. But it's not Switchboard. It's Switch Trade.
Oh, hi, Switch Trade. How are you? How's everything? What's up? You like your new job?
Yes.
And do you got a picture of Switch Trade, Kelly?
What?
You got a picture of Switch Trade?
Yes, I got a picture of Switch Trade.
You know what to do, Miss Nick.
Girl, you in a bag. You in a fucking bag.
Thank you. Bye now. Goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye.
No,
thank you.
No,
goodbye.
No. Oh, come on now. This is not what you do to me. Get the hell out of here. Well, I heard about the Harlem Shake. My God. Oh.
He's serious, honey.
Oh, my God. Let me go get my nutcracker. Y'all all get up on this phone tonight, because this is a ball. And where's Tayana?
I know Tayana's going to be calling it. I know the girls from Chicago is definitely going to be calling it. Switch Trade, do you see Rodney Milan's phone number up there?
Oh, darling.
Because, baby, it was mayhem, mayhem. Maybe we can get the Icon Andre to call in tonight, honey. Cause
they said it was eight people at the ball.
It was eight people at the ball.
They said
I heard the ball was an hour and 15 minutes.
I want to know why Ayana taking trophies. Yeah,
baby, I heard it was an hour and 15 minutes.
I mean, Tayana. Get on this line,
bitch. It was a mess. A mess. I'm gagging. They said the child. I think it was the I think it was the Visu child. No, oh, wait, hold on. Let me hit Rodney up and, oh, wait, hold on. I got Rodney numbers right here in my phone. I think it was the Visu child that won grand prize last night, and they said she didn't get her coins.
Yeah, they said a lot of people didn't. Well, I mean, if you have eight people, how much coins are you expecting to get?
Well, baby, if the girl is having a function, honey, why would they have a function? Why would they have a function, honey?
And they didn't have their grand prize money
change.
Because they expected to get the money at the ball off their name. Kiki.
Sha-Sha, send me your number. Send me your number. Sha-Sha's on the line, and she has the tee from the ball. Sha-Sha, send me your number so we can bring you
they
on.
They expected
honey.
To win the money at the ball, Kelly. Kiki.
No, hold on. Let me send Sha-Sha number over.
How's Jasmine? Where's Jasmine?
Jasmine is doing great.
You know what? I'll just call her to her high. But hello to you. Oh, I want to give a shout out to Kiana, Miss Kelly. Today is Little Boo Boo birthday.
Happy birthday, Leo.
Happy birthday to all the Leos. And God bless you that you have seen another year. And may you continue to see many more. I love you, Kiana. And God bless you. And you're probably in Chi-Chi's right now. But happy birthday.
Baby. Oh, yes. Honey, the clip from the, I don't know, to everybody's, I forgot to recap. Oh, my God. I forget the bitch. Yesterday on the beach, before we go into Rodney and Sha-Sha, yesterday on the beach, it was crazy, Nicole. The lesbians went crazy yesterday on the fucking beach. Oh, my God. That's Sha-Sha's number, switchboard. Hold on 1 minute. The lesbians went crazy on the beach. Trans man Sean Prodigy and woman's face, TK Allure, had a nasty brawl on the beach last night, Nicole. When I tell you, Nicole, I have not seen motherfuckers fight the way they fight. I don't know. The only thing I know that TK and the child used to go together, and the TK said the child is stalking her and she don't want to deal with the child. The child grabbed her arm, mistake. TK pulled away. The child swung on her. And, baby, when I tell you, Nicole, those cunts beat that child so down, Nicole. They beat the trans man. Those cunts beat that trans man so fiercely, Nicole, last night on that motherfucking beach, Nicole. I was gagging the way those cunts wore out, Miss Thing. And it wasn't even a jump. It was like, bitch, he hit TK, one cunt went over to him and got him, ka 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 ka. The dice came over and they got that cunt off of him, and then another one of her cunts went over and got him, ka 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 ka.
Lesbian
Boreal
on the
they
beach.
They got that cunt, yes, all of this on the beach. They got that cunt off him, another cunt went on him, ka 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 ka. Another cunt went, ka 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 ka. And it was like every time they got a cunt off of him, Miss Thing, another cunt went and got him, Miss Thing. I was bagging.
Wait a second. I just pulled up this room, and I am loving the people that I pulled up this room to see. Hi, Miss Barbara Walters. Hi, Susan. Hi, Miss Nicki Minaj. I'm gagging. I pulled up, and I see them three. I love them people.
Yeah.
It's called The Bash on the Beach. Keisha. Hi, Prince.
It was a mess. And the girls, everybody wants my clip because, you know, I have the clip from the beach. But I was trying to, I plug my phone up to my computer, and I can't find the clip in my phone. And when I tried to upload it straight to YouTube from my phone, I tried to do it four times today, and it did not go out. So I guess that's telling me not to pick the clip up because it would not go up. Every time I tried to do it, it failed.
I'm sorry, Kelly, I specified what Kiana, I'm sorry, I said Kiana Icon. It's her birthday.
Oh, wait, hold on. Can we get Sha-Sha before Switch Trey goes smoke, please?
Barbara Walters, I love you. I haven't heard you in a long time.
Pull over, that ass too fat. Pull over, that ass too fat. Pull over, that ass too fat. Pull over, that ass too fat.
Bitch, you're supposed to be bending over and arched up like cow. Tonight is on. I gotta go get my
comedian.
Hi, Sha-Sha. How are you?
Well, I am so.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I was calling to give you, you know, some information on that ball.
Yeah, I wanted to know why was there eight people? Why was Tayana have somebody else's trophy? And why was it over an hour and a half?
Okay, first of all, I live for the Scottas. You know, I love the Scottas. We were that everybody was shading the scholars because they felt like, you know, the case, baby, but I'm not going to discuss what was the tease. I let Tayana tell you the tease, but they were just like, they boycotted. Like, why would they pay $30 and they know it was going to be a LaPura going to win or a Scotta going to win? You know what I'm saying? And it was like, and then Mina Ivisu chopped my house member, which is Puda, and I know Puda is very talented. You know what I'm saying? There was some shade because they wanted to get Puda out of the way because they didn't want to give up that $500.
I know
my girlfriend Mina's going to be calling in here tonight, and I know Tayana's going to be calling in here. Rodney's going to be calling in here. I don't even know if the Icon was in Chicago. I don't even know if the Icon made it in the building. I think the Icon said when he pulled up, I think the ball was coming out when he was pulling up. So I don't even know if the Icon made it in the building. But maybe we get the Icon. Maybe we get the Icon to call in and give us a tea.
You talking about Andre? Yeah. You talking about Andre? Yeah, I see Andre up north. Yeah, he said the ball was, it was only like 10 people there, and he paid. I mean, it was like he couldn't believe it. He came all the way from New York and not from Atlanta. He comes from all the way from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Iconic.
Kiki.
Andre Mizrahi came to Chicago to support the Scotta, and it was only 15 people there.
Hold on, Shasha. We got some callers. The girls are pressing in. The girls are pressing in early, honey. 806-268. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Excuse me. 860-268. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? Hello? 860-268. You're live on the air. Okay. Get rid of her. 773-703. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 773-703. You're live on the air on the recap show.
That's a Chicago number. Tayana, is that you?
No, that's not Tayana.
Kiki.
How you doing?
Hello, you there, baby?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's going on? Who's this?
This fellow Balenciaga.
Hi.
How you doing?
Balenciaga, you was at the Chicago ball?
Yes, I was.
Well, why don't you give us your intake on how the ball happened and when it ended and what happened?
You guys said it for the most part. You know, it wasn't a lot of people in the building. Not as many as it should have been. But you know, it wasn't a lot of people in the building, so of course the categories was going to go the way it went. And, you know, of course, you know, cash wasn't going to be given out the way it was going to be given out.
But
everyone should have came out for support. I do feel as though, because Maine and Rico is two people who, you know, go and
support
the case for everyone. I felt like that wasn't right at all.
My thing is, this is how I look at it. If you promote a ball, I don't care if it's six people in the building.
Oh.
If you promote a ball and you have categories up there for cash, and somebody walks that category for cash, you should have that cash for those people. Because a bitch like me ain't going to stand for coming to a function, and I'm walking and spending my money to walk this category, and you don't got my cash. You can't tell me it was only six people in the building, because that means you was dependent on the door. You should have came with at least half of your grand prize money up front already, honey.
Mm.
But we got another caller. 312-823. You're live on the recap show.
Come on,
how
girl.
You doing?
Hey, Kelly, this is Legendary Mother Man. What's Mother Mina?
I know
who
it is. How
Mina,
are you doing?
How are you?
Hey, Nicole.
Oh, let's go. You're on the air.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Mina.
What's going on, bitch? Let me start off with this. I've already talked to Poodle, and we've already cleared that up, and I didn't go around. He didn't have to call Kenny and Keona to find out what the chop was about. I talked to him personally.
Okay.
So that was done already. Now, as far as I'm waiting on Marcus to call in, because across the street, you know, I couldn't get back on. They're going to add me back on, so I'm waiting on her to call in.
Marcus, darling. You know what?
Marcus,
girl.
That's who I want.
you know what I'm going to do for you? Bitch, we ain't going to wait for Marcus to press one.
You need this?
Keisha, that question that you're putting in the chat room, you don't have to worry about that. She's still the mother, and she's not in the house. So let's get off that topic. Thank you.
Hold on. We're going to wait for Marcus to call in. We're going to call Marcus. That's my girlfriend. Hold on. Let me send his number over to switchboard. We're going to call Marcus. Marcus, darling. Y'all remember that from Boomerang? Marcus, darling.
Yeah, it's from Boomerang, bitch.
Yes. Switchboard, give me Marcus, darling. Yes, sonny. I need my Marcus, darling. I want to
No, Calibo's not there. Marcus.
I'm
You don't want to fuck me.
Marcus, darling.
Darling.
Yeah.
Please leave your message for...
Marcus is not there.
I don't know why Marcus ain't answering his phone. He was just on Watch the T. All right. Hold on, we got another caller. 305-627. You're live on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
I'm in poor swan.
Okay, bye.
Damn.
You ain't got to say one time. Yeah, Carla, please. 773-410. You're live on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
Get the part out, Kelly.
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
It's Jay Herrera.
Hey, Jay. What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing much, son. How you doing?
Just chilling on my way to the crib.
Jay Herrera, wasn't you with Tiana coming out the ballroom when it was over?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you was with her. Where's Tiana? I'm not understanding why.
Tiana at Burger King.
Tiana's gonna be calling in really soon.
Hello,
soon.
Jay.
Stop pressuring.
Hello.
Stop pressuring my son to call.
Hello, Jay.
I got
what
my up? Nutcracker, honey.
I just want to clarify that you did receive your envelope with your $300.
Yeah, I received my envelope.
Hello. Okay, that's all. Thank you, baby. Thank you, grandbaby.
Okay, well, that question has now been answered, and we need not go back to it again. Moving on.
Thank you, sir, for calling in. 773-817. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
Hi, Kelly. This is Dee Dee Visu, Women's Faith.
Hey, Dee Dee, how you doing? Haven't seen
I'm
you.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Well, that was just confirmation from Jay that he did get his money and I was shaded. So now I definitely feel a certain way. I'm going to be a lady about the situation. They already know I won. I did not get topped, and it has nothing to do with me and nobody else walking. I won, and I was category appropriate. So that's all
she
I have to say about that.
Basically what she's saying, Rico, and to the other one that had the ball, she's saying, bitch, I want my motherfucking money. I spent my coins and got my shit together for my motherfucking category. My motherfucking mug was on, bitch. It was sitting. It was undeniable motherfucking face. Bitch, I didn't get chopped. Bitch, give me my motherfucking coins.
It's no shade. It was the first category of the night.
Oh, yeah, you want your coins. Rico,
and I want my coins.
Get Rico.
That's
you know
right.
What? Y'all doing it wrong. Get Rico on his phone.
Baby, he is not coming.
See, that's the shade. And that's the shade. They told me to wait around to see what they can happen. They told me that, you know, they took a hard loss. And I totally agree with you, Kelly, with if you industry. I promote parties. And if we're going to give out money, you have to make sure you have that. You can't guarantee anything on the door.
Mm-mm.
You can't.
And I
so now it leaves a bitter taste in anybody's mouth, and it makes them look extremely bad.
And I learned, and it's no shade, and not to be putting my sister business out there, But I learned that. I learned that from my sister Jasmine, legendary Jasmine, Couture Mizrahi mistake, because I be like, I'll tell her all the time, girl, she be working extra hard. She be working extra hard with her company. Talking about, I have to come in there. I have to come in there, Kelly, with my grand prize money. I got to come in there with my grand prize. And I'll be like, girl, you don't have to. You know the girls is going to come to your function. She says all the time, Kelly, I cannot trust that. I have to have my grand prize money before
absolutely.
I come in there with it. And she
absolutely.
Has it all the time. Bitch.
Absolutely.
And I don't understand these girls. Stop having balls, bitch, if you're dependent on the motherfucking door, Miss Day. Because the door is not guaranteed to any
it's not guaranteed.
Body, Miss Day. You don't know what these girls is feeling or what these girls is going to do, Miss Day, or what these people are told their kids not to go to the
and
room.
And my thing was, it wasn't even a big turnout, and my house bought a table. And my category was the first category of the night. So, I mean,
money for that table. That was her coin.
I'm just saying. It wasn't my fault nobody else walked. I'm sorry. But yet, I hear you give, you Jay gave confirmation himself that he got his money.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, am I not supposed to feel a certain way?
Okay. Well, now we have another conversation to address because she didn't get her money and Jay got his money.
And a Scott, a sex siren, got his money too.
Hey,
that one
new
open
call
sex siren.
Why? Okay. Why would the Scotters? Hello, no running. Come. Why would they get their money and the Ibisus not get theirs? That's not nice.
It was either she's a woman, and you know sometimes you be like, oh, she a woman. You know, pay her. You know, maybe I don't
no,
know.
No,
I need
but even still, I'm not even trying to hear that. I've been walking balls for 5 years.
They don't pay her.
Give me my money. I did what you all asked of me, and I expect them to do the same. It would be different if the category asked for three or more to walk. It did not.
Well, hold on. I just got, you know, we don't do What the Fuck Tuesdays, you know, until September, but I just got a What the Fuck. What the fuck is up with people having balls? No, what the fuck is up with people attending and hosting balls that is unemployed?
Oh, no. Who's unemployed? Fill the tea, what the fuck?
Baby, the girls is a mess.
It just doesn't look good.
Well, if
you're
unemployed, I'm pretty sure that you are getting some assistance to whoever's supposed to give this young woman her coins. Her coins, please. That's it.
Right, that's the bottom line.
Somebody just hit me up and they said, well, Lala only got $40 out of $1,000.
But it was her house father that threw the ball. You know, they could work that out between themselves. Oh, you know I'm not lying. You know, you work that out with your house father.
That's a mess. Hold on, we got another caller. 347-951. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 347-546. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
I'm trying to listen to this, and I was talking with y'all.
347-546. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? Next caller, please. Next caller.
I should go on real stuff.
Okay.
Like
when
Bing killed that shit on 97.
What's that,
like an agar?
Antonio
Anthony.
Huh?
Hello?
I'll be telling
this
shit,
right?
I'll be
telling
that.
This
shit is living in the
life. Uh-huh.
Let's hear what they talking about.
I'm putting
that.
Yeah, fool
like this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, young
Salvin
will be at.
Oh, Salvin,
what?
I need
some blood. What move got again? All right, they boring us. We can't hear them. Switch trades. Click them.
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Oh, honey, I fucking hit the floor today in those heels, honey.
Get rid of that brick, please.
I fell flat on my ass today, honey.
Oh, no. Are you able to stand up?
Honey, my leg is black and blue. I hit the floor.
Oh, wow.
How?
Okay, switchboard, get rid of that caller.
Are you
kidding?
It's not good.
Thank
where's
you. Rockman? No, I want to know where's Marcus at, because Marcus hit me up earlier today and asked me was it going to be a show. And now we can't find Marcus. Marcus is MIA, and Mina is waiting for Marcus. Casino.
I am. I'm still here.
She tried it across the street.
And
they went
Marcus
to me on,
at,
girl.
Marcus is at the casino. It's too
she
loud.
He always is.
Oh, shit.
With the $450? She would see that with the $500? Hello.
Is that what she did with her money?
Marcus is at the casino. It's too loud.
Oh, okay. How convenient.
All right, right.
Oh, I'm getting
Marcus got up. No, Kelly, no. Let me get my drink. Wait, you gonna y'all sitting on this phone telling me that Marcus got her money at the casino?
Marcus,
hello.
Sha, I'm not playing. We're not on this phone right now, and she just this lady just want no. And y'all said Marcus at the casino?
It just doesn't look good.
You all.
Nicole, are you there?
They said that wasn't Marcus Ball. That said that. Oh, they said it
Nicole,
was.
Nicole,
what?
You there? Beat, are you there?
I'm here.
Shasha, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, they said Marcus is in the casino. So, it's too much noise in the casino, and that's why he's not calling in. And I'm gagging.
Wait.
Well, he must be losing, girl.
Marcus at the boat.
Nina, I want to ask you something, because I was just kind of, you know, I'm at the screen for today. And
okay.
It says, ask you, how do you feel about the LaPerlas?
Rico told me to, when I came to Rico about the money, he said Charmaine's in charge of it, and that's who I went to, Charmaine. Charmaine said that they couldn't pay out any grand prizes because, you know, the door was light and no one was at the door. I'm like, okay, well, you know, can you give us something? He can tell me, well, I can give her money back that she paid to get into the ball. So I'm thinking he's doing this across the board. But the next day I find out that the Escada sex siren was given an envelope, which I did not get during the ball, right after, like, they didn't even ask for their money. They were handed an envelope, which means it lets me know that Faith had to be already enveloped. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they counted out money to them on the side or in the back or in the stall number one.
My next question is, wait, not to interrupt you. Was it Marcus Ball?
No.
Who Ball was it?
It was Charmaine Escada, Father Charmaine Escada and Father Rico LaPerla's Ball.
So Charmaine Escada and Father Rico LaPerla would be responsible
for the ones
for
that need
money.
To call in.
Well,
right.
I just got an IM that just came across my. screen, and they gave the very yes. Their names was on the flyer, but Marcus was back in the ball.
He did. He said it on the across the street. He said it across the street at the other show, and I won't say their name, but he said he was financially backing their ball.
Wait the hell a fucking minute here. Excuse my friend. Wait, Charmaine and Rico is having a ball. Okay, we clarify that. And
right.
Marcus Escada financed their ball?
He helped to finance the ball.
Well, I mean, well, when did y'all know this?
Right.
When did I know that Marcus financed the ball?
He said it across the street at the other show.
Oh.
He said it on What's the Tea.
When?
Tonight.
Before I
saw it. So it wasn't before that y'all knew that he was. Okay, all
right.
Right. That's what I'm trying to. Okay. Okay, so because Marcus, to my IMer, spoke out in public and said, and on What's the Tea, that he was financing the ball, it would be his responsibility to give the money because he got it.
Right. But again, it goes back to me saying they were given the money in the envelope. You know, you know how you go to balls and you see the envelope, you see the cash envelope. You know, and you say, oh, okay, the girls got their cash. It's all enveloped and pretty and wrote on the categories, wrote on grand prize this, grand prize that. But she wasn't giving her money.
You know what it is? This is what it is. This is stereotype. This is what it is, okay? They gave those butch queens their coin because they're butch queens.
Butch queens, exactly,
Kelly. They didn't give her her coin because she was a fucking cunt. But if she was a femme queen or a fucking other butch queen that they know could have ran up in their motherfucking mouth,
yep,
they would have gave her her motherfucking coins. That's what the fuck it is.
That's the bottom line.
I'm on the East Coast of that now. Now somebody responsible for this coin needs to get up on this phone.
And she's not just some girl that just came out. She's somebody who, you know, throws lesbian parties here in Chicago. You know, she walks the balls. There's only three or four girls in the entire Midwest women that walk, that consistently walk balls, and she's one of those three or four that does that. You know, and for them to shade her the way that they did, because, and I really think it's because she was a cunt. I really do.
Oh, that's a horrible thing. That's horrible, man. That's
I really do.
I'm glad I was not at that function, and some of my
That's
kids
horrible.
Want some cash, honey.
Right.
Baby, I would have had to run up in a bitch mouth, honey. I don't play that bitch, honey. Don't promote.
No shame.
You know what else? This is another thing that needs to stop, right? And this is for everybody out there, everybody that's on the phone line, and everybody that's listening on the internet and listening wherever. Bitch, if you see a motherfucking ball flyer, and it says on the ball flyer, three or more people have to walk for the cash and get tens. Do not go to that motherfucking ball, because those bitches really don't want to give out their fucking money. Okay?
I agree.
Three or more people shouldn't have to walk a ball or walk a category for you to get out your money. If you're having a ball, a ball is for the girls to come out and have fun, bitch. You don't need three or more people to walk and get tens for you to give out your coins, Miss A. That means you really don't want to give out your motherfucking coins, bitch. So you shouldn't really be having a motherfucking ball at all, bitch, okay? These bitches is not having balls, bitch. These bitches are having motherfucking rent parties. I'm tired of you motherfucking faggots having motherfucking rent parties on my time and my dime and my children's time and my dime, bitch. Let real promoters and real bitches that want to do something have a motherfucking ball. All you know, crickety ricket bitches need to fall the fuck back and play your motherfucking position.
And Kelly, you and Nicole both know you've attended the VSU balls in 06 and 08. And baby, the ball finished and the cash was paid out. And Nicole, you know
they're
that.
One of the most beautiful balls that I've been to when they had it downtown. They have very nice balls. I've been to every last one of their balls.
Right, and
so
it was no stipulation to the flyer, three or more. It was none of that.
That we should address now. For him, if he backs up the ball, it doesn't mean that.
I'm here. You know what that is, Kelly? That's the slot machine at the casino, bitch.
Oh my God! No, but let's talk about that. Now, if someone backed me and gave me my money to help me throw the ball, I'm not necessarily responsible to get their grand prizes because I backed them. So what we should be saying is, Rico, and I love you, and everything is no shade.
Right,
I know the other person. They
and
have Charmaine. No right. Right.
They need
no
to
right.
be on the phone.
Right. The names weren't correct because.
No. They don't need to. They don't. No. Right. Hold on. I'm gonna. The next we got another caller. But before we go to Nicki Minaj, they don't need to come on the phone. They don't need to come on the phone because, baby, this is what it is. They are fucked up. They are fucked up. They ballroom career. Throwing the balls because ain't nobody gonna come to anything with their fucking name on it. Anything at all. They don't need to come on the line and defend themselves. They already fucked it up, this thing. So it's done for them. It's a fucking wrap.
And she's just not getting her coins and all the pieces with
and
the
it's
media.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj, you're live on the air on the recap show.
What's up, y'all? I got a question. And what Kelly was saying, I have another question. All right, why when, like, certain balls, like, if a Vogue Femme, whatever, they got to pay, like, $10 or a pot shit, but before that, they promote that, they're going to have, like, $300 grand prize, but you still got to pay a pot. Like, I don't get that.
That's just anticipated for the girls to come out, for the girls to, like, if, it's like if you enter into a contest. You enter into a contest, you got to pay a fee to enter into this contest.
Yeah,
and that's
you do.
What it is. And the baddest bitch, and the baddest bitch takes it all.
But this is going to be an entrance fee. All right, whatever. All right.
Yeah.
That was my question, though, but thank you.
Okay. Thank you, right. Nikki. Switch
no
Trey,
doubt.
Can you please get the legendary Aurora mother, Jasmine Couture, on the line, Ms. Rahi on the line, please? Hold on, I got another caller. Keisha, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh, God, about time.
Hey,
what's
Kelly,
going on?
Nicole, hi.
I'm right here. I said hi. Who's that?
That's
Keisha. Hi, Keisha. I'm sorry. I was on the other phone. I'm sorry. Hi. I'm right. Hold on one
Kelly,
second.
Kelly, going back to Nicki Minaj's question, you need to reiterate why they have those entrance fees. You know there's some politics towards that. A lot of times they want entrance fees because a lot of times it's a setup kind of function.
Somebody better get that phone together. Hold up, Keisha. Get your phone together.
Hello. Kelly.
Yes.
When they have those interest fees with some folk them, you need to reiterate. I think he was trying to get at was why did he have that? And a lot of times, it's probably a setup. Because
it's a computer. Somebody's near a computer.
What's that noise? I see
it's a computer. Somebody's near their computer. That's what it is. I just keep repeating you.
Yes.
I think Nicki Minaj is trying to get you to like reiterate why do they have interest fees. And a lot of times, when you know your girlfriend can really, really walk and win, it's to get more money involved. It's something policy.
But you know what it is? You know what it also is, Keisha? That eliminates. You know what I think that do? When they charge the girls an extra $10 or $20 to walk the category, that eliminates a lot of the girls from walking the category.
Because
a lot of girls already know, bitch, well, bitch, I'm going to come out here. I ain't going to
win
anyway, so why waste my time and walk anyway?
Right.
So then you only, at that time, you only have the primary girls that you know is going to give you a battle and going to give you a show.
You know, this
going
is
to
ridiculous.
Walk.
The fact that they have to have this conversation, the fact that she never, as a woman, didn't get, this is ridiculous. This is not, and I'm kicking like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. You're going to stop people. We're going to add $10 so they don't walk. We're going to say three and more so they don't. This is ridiculous. That's too much work. That's too much work. I mean, you throwing a ball, you feel comfortable enough to throw a ball. I agree with
uh-huh.
you, say, Kelly. You should even, all right. Let's tell the truth on this phone. Even if you don't have all of it, you should at least have half of it. You understand?
Yeah.
Because how you don't have, especially for certain categories that you know that are real popular categories, you should have it. And for them no rickety categories that you call them, they definitely should get their little $100 or this. But this is ridiculous. That's not fair. That's ridiculous.
Well, these big boys, I don't know, but I know, I can only speak for myself, and I know every year when I throw my birthday mini ball, I give away $1,500. And I give away a phone for grand prize. I come into that door with my $1,500. I'm not dependent on no motherfucking door. Because, like, my birthday ball had just passed this time and it went past. I walked away after that motherfucking ball with $75. But everybody got paid and everybody got their motherfucking coins and nobody couldn't read me or say
a
motherfucking thing
because I came
in there with my motherfucking change. And that's the way my sister told me I should do. Because I used to think, okay, well, the girl's going to come out because, you know, I'm Kelly Mizrahi, so I'm going to fit. Bitch, I would have gagged Miss Thing if I wouldn't have walked in there with my motherfucking coins. Because it was nobody motherfucking there. It was about 50 people there.
Missing, you was there in your cat suit, and we had a ball. Cause
yes, and we
scared.
Had a blast. And that's what the girls fail to realize. You don't need 300 and 500 people at your fucking function to have a fabulous function, bitch. It could be a small crowd, bitch, as long as you got your coins and the girls is out and you got a fab commentator on the mic and they is getting the girls involved, Miss Thing, the ball is going to be fab regardless, Miss Thing. The bitches they could have had 12 people at that ball in Chicago, bitch. As long as they gave out every last motherfucking coin, Miss Thing, it was nothing the girls could say about it. But it was 12 people there, but they gave out all their money. Switch Trey, please get Jasmine on the line for me.
I want
to hear what she has to say about this.
I'm out of here. All right, I'm out of here, y'all.
Yeah, I want to hear what Jasmine has to say about
this. Jasmine on the phone. I'm out of here. We know what she's going to say.
I want Jasmine on the phone.
She's disgusted. She's...
Wow. Is Evisa still on the line?
Yes.
Are they still here on the phone line? Hello?
Oh,
Nina?
Shit, hold on. Oh, hold on. Jasmine will be on in 5 minutes. But somebody just hit me up, and they said, what the fuck? Father Shemaine Escada is on the board of the House of Escada, and so is Marcus. Is this a sneak peek into the overall Escada House board that's coming up?
Oh.
I don't know. Neiman, call in. Neiman, can I get Neiman on the line? Because the girls want to know. The girls have questions.
Sha-Sha.
I think Sha-Sha gone.
Oh, everybody's gone.
Okay.
Nina, are you still here?
Everybody's gone. Moving along. Oh, I hear somebody.
Oh shit! They said what the fuck? Neiman is broke. AT&T ain't paying her enough.
I'm gonna jump out the window.
Who is okay.
that?
This is Sha-Sha Herrera.
Sha-Sha, could you stay on the damn phone and stop leaving and move your computer?
That's not me, that's Kelly.
I just was calling your name and we thought you was gone. She fell out when she heard that read. Oh, no.
Bitch. Yes, it's Sha-Sha's phone.
Okay. Sha-Sha, you got to get away from that damn computer, honey.
It's Sha-Sha's phone because Swiss Trade just hit me up and told me.
I don't got no problems with Swiss Trade. Pay him, honey. You don't know how to find him. He said, "Wah with me."
Hold on, honey. Oh. Well, I was just trying. They said Marcus can't get in, honey.
To
the person that just hit me up, I'm not gonna pick the person's name out. To the person that just hit me up on my red phone, can you please ask Marcus is it all right for me to call him back, honey?
And Cabbage, how are you? I miss you. Where you been?
Cabbage is working, Cabbage says she is working. She is doing her catering business. She has no time for the girls, honey. She's all about making her change.
It's a fire somewhere. I smell it.
I speak to Miss Cabbage all the time on the phone, honey. Bitch, girl, it's a mess. It's a mess, Nicole. What are we gonna do?
Nothing. Usually what I do, honey, if it ain't my blood, it's my sister, so yeah, I don't got time.
Hold on, 312-532. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Welcome to the
Hi,
show, Chicago.
Hi, who's this?
This is the Thug Trader, Tree Aberdeen.
Hey, Tree.
Yes, it is the
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Tree. How are you?
How are you, sweetie? How are you doing?
I can't
I want my
Sha-Sha, loud as hell, with the big mouth. Sha-Sha, Kelly, stop here. That's her yelling.
Oh, no. Who is that in the background yelling?
That's Sha-Sha yelling.
Sha-Sha.
And then her girlfriend from Chicago to get up on this phone like Ms. Lehman and everybody else. You got all that mouth. You need to get them girls from your city on this phone,
Sha-Sha. They're talking to you. She had clicked over. She was talking to Amari. Damn.
She clicks over for Amari, honey. Switch. Switch trade. Can you please call Marcus back? He just called me on my red
yeah,
phone, and it's all right
song.
To call him.
All right, we need to get Marcus on the phone.
And can we please get Mina back on the line also?
And where's the mother?
No, that's who Mina. That's who we try to get Mina back on the line, too.
Oh, she's the mother for their city. Okay. All right.
Yes.
I was talking about the overall mother because maybe she had to come in here.
Oh, no. You know Miss Lewis is not doing this.
Kelly.
We can't even hear you.
We can't hear you, Sha-Sha, because you got a computer going on in the background.
Not even that. Miss Sha-Sha's doing many things. Come on, Sha-Sha. Come to the live show, man.
Miss Sha-Sha, Miss Sasha switching over, and she talking to Amori because she in love. She's still in love with Amori, honey, and switching over and leaving us for Amori, honey.
With Amori?
Amori Herrera.
Oh, Prince I thought we were about my number. I'm about to say, y'all better get out of here.
Yes. Hey.
Herrera.
Yes, honey. We about to get Marcus up on this line. We about to get Jasmine up on this line. We about to get Mina up on this line.
Mm-mm. I want the chat room to call all your girlfriends and tell her we have 1 hour battle total shade.
Yeah, you better hurry up because it ain't
get
no
up
there. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Marcus. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I can't complain, but I really want to ask you some things.
Okay. You're more than welcome to ask me some questions. But
okay,
before I continue, is there a La Perla on the line?
Okay. There's no La Perla on the line. Would you like
okay, I'll answer what I choose. Well, I mean, it was two people's balls, because I know where we're going with this. So let's have, if they're not on the line, you know, let's call it for what it was. We had a legendary overall father of a house having a ball, along with Charmaine Escada, who's up and coming legendary, and a father of one of our Midwest chapter. So, you know, I'm more than willing to go into this. We just got off the phone with this on the other line, but they talked about Jesus and he was perfect. So let's go.
Okay, well, for those two that was actually on the flyer, if y'all are listening and if y'all put Lehman up here just for it, y'all need to come up here and get on the phone with him. Now, my question to you, Marcus,
Hold on, because Mina wants to come on the line, too.
Oh, yeah, wait for Nina.
Switch for 312-823. Can you please find Mina and bring her back on the line, please?
Well, can we start asking the questions and
we go there?
You know, because I've already went back and forth with her, I'm not doing that.
For you is that we were told, so I'm going to ask you, we were told that you helped finance the ball. Is that true?
No, that's not. Excuse me. I didn't necessarily help finance the ball. I lent my friend some money. That's basically what that dealt with. So, yes, I did make a loan for the ball. But I don't know if it was for the ball. It could have been for meals because they were paying for the ball. Who knows?
Okay. So were you responsible to give out cash or to just give anybody cash for any grand prize or any cash?
Nicole, how would I be responsible for somebody else's ball and my name's not on it? If I'm giving money away at somebody's ball, then that means I'm getting a piece of the door.
Okay,
my name's going to be on the flyer.
I said that then that means that your whole presence is in that mess, so we don't need
it's
it.
Right.
We don't need it.
Right.
We need to get them two on the phone.
As I said, and whoever basically told you that, because they probably were on the line on the other show, they're just attempting to be fierce. But while I'm here, let me go ahead and just talk about the ball, because I'm consistent. So as Kelly reads, you know, any ball, whether it's a Mizrahi ball or not, let me read the ball and give you the full tea on the ball. There were about 40 people there. Essentially, the ball started at 7:15. You know, the categories were very highly uncontested. The judges were, in my opinion, just giving money away. I honestly feel as though out of the number of mistakes that Charmaine and Rico made, it was that judges panel that really tried it. You know, so when it comes down to it, and yes, I'm saying it, for $500, hold on, stay with me. For $500, I'm going to start with Wilderness with a Twist, because I'm not going to start on Faith, because I don't want them to think I'm shading them. For Wilderness with a Twist, for $500, and it's calling for a classy stripper effect, you should have not been coming out in jeans. That's not $500, and I've never seen a stripper at a classy club strip out of jeans. The next one, I've never seen, and you probably could have chopped them for their performance, but we're not even going to go there. We don't even go to dress outfits. For $500 for face, you should have not have bumps on your face, especially if you're real fish. Let's just call it what it is, for $500. So honestly, the mistake he made
okay. Because, you know, I was chopped by the legendary father, Rodney Milan, because I had bumps on my face before in Chicago. But did she get chopped?
No, she didn't. And that's not a read on her. That's a read on the judges. And that's exactly what I was saying. That's not a read on her. It's a read on Charmaine and Rico for allowing those judges to stay up there and to see the pumps.
Well,
to see the punk.
Let me clarify this for you. To acknowledge her bumps and them giving her her tens, it would appear to be a read on her, so you should say right on them judges, because they were some, what you say, Kelly, rickety, crickety, whatever, judges up there, and they did, they threw their function. Obviously, if you're here and you're, it was completely unstable, it wasn't the way it was supposed to be going from the door, obviously. So it would be expected for people to not get their coins if they throwing something that's so unorganized. Basically what you're saying is that it was very, very unorganized, and for them two to be given a ball and him to be the legendary pop, that was
And then the next thing, I mean, essentially, Chicago's going through something. Let's not just say, let's just not call a spade a spade. We already know that the Memphis ball failed. We already, right, several balls, a lot of balls in Chicago. The girls in Chicago are not using each other. They are attempting to, they're not boycotting the balls. They are blacking out the balls. And what they're doing is they're sending two members to the ball, or three, to say, oh, we were there, but everybody else just chose to go somewhere else or pay it. No, that's a boycott. And, you know, and again, that's their right. Again, I can't take it personal, because everybody personally supports me. They support things that I have endeavors in. They support other people. So I don't take it as shade. You know, it was what it was. It flopped just like, you know, other balls have flopped. It ain't the first. It ain't going to be the last.
You know what?
You know.
This look like to me, bitch. This look like Chicago is going, and it's no
yeah,
big. I'm not trying
it ain't
to,
right.
And I
honestly
trying,
say
and
that.
I'm not trying
mm-hmm.
to read, or I'm not trying
no,
to
No, you're
read,
not.
Or,
don't even explain.
Wait,
because...
no, hold on to go. I'm not trying to read or belittle or down anybody, but this seems like this is going back to the whole mess when Milan was throwing balls in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Not even.
Right.
You know what, Chicago, to all of y'all, every last one of y'all need to get together and y'all need to stop that, because y'all not going to let people's not going to want to come there from New York.
Hold
Kelly
on.
And all them normally go there. They're not going to want to come
yeah.
there.
Nicole, it's already happening. The
and
girls are already like, because mind you, don't think the girls don't
y'all.
Think that people are going to play tit for tat. Like, it's going to be, and not necessarily me, because I support everybody who supports me. So if you come to my event, I'm obligated to come to yours. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. And my integrity is going to have me at yours. Whether it costs me $1,000 to get there or $200 to get there, whether I drive, whether I fly, whether I take the bus. And no matter how I get there, I'm still going to try to be there. These queens will go to have people come to their balls and then pay it. You know, honestly, Charmaine, I can't speak for Rico because I don't know how many balls he goes to, but Charmaine is basically everywhere. So whatever they thought about the flyer is what they thought, and that's their opinion. But if they didn't get their money, and that's what we're coming down to, they should be calling them for their money. Going on the lesbian radio show is not going to get you your money. They don't even listen to that show. What did you accomplish by that?
Nicole and Kelly, this is Nina. Let me say this. As far as 2010, the House of Evisu has supported everybody in Chicago. We didn't black out. We didn't boycott. We were the largest house in support at VIP. We were the largest house in support at Herrera, at the Omni
mm-hmm.
Ball, at the Ebony Ball. So, you know, not saying that she should have gotten priority and made sure she got her money, but at the same time, we came out all year in support of all houses.
That is true. I agree, Mina. That, honestly, to me, if the Midwest had a house of the year right now, you guys would be it. I'm mad enough to say that.
They're all the way across the board. That's a very put-together house. I like it.
That's not just saying the Midwest, bitch.
Know
how politics are, so we don't know if that would happen.
For my opinion, nobody has not done anything in the ballroom scene since the Milans won the $10,000. The Visus have been rock-socking everything since then. From state to state, from coast to coast, from east to west,
the House of Evisu should be the House of the Year
in every motherfucking state.
And with that being said, Tarico and whoever else gave the ball, Nina should not have to come on this role. They should not have to go on any radios. If y'all have been breaking the foundation in Chicago, maybe y'all need to get together and stop reading each other and blacking out and boycott. But get that girl her coins, because they pump to every ball, and you don't want to treat them unfair. And this is just right. Fuck the shame.
Well, you know, I got to be consistent. They ain't the only ones that didn't get their money. I mean, I guess I'm just being truthful. Again, it seems as though this is turning into an Escada versus Evisu thing. And again, I want to say it's not. What?
Hold on. Switch trade. Can you please bring, in my opinion, I can only say my opinion, in my opinion, Swiss Trade, can you please bring the best football promoter there is on the line?
No, sad.
The legendary Aurora Mother, Jasmine Couture, Miss Ramo.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, Mina. Hey, Marcus. Hey, Nicole.
How are you?
Happy.
Nicole, you a Kiki.
No, this is a Kiki. See, you got it wrong, lady. Jazz, this is a Kiki. That's a Kiki that the Evisus is at every ball, and everybody, and some people got their coins, but they just missed her. Okay.
Nicole, that's not true. Let's be clear.
No, there are scholars that didn't get their money.
No, hold on, Mark.
Before you go on, you also just sat here, and I'm going to defend her because you said that I will give it up. They come to everybody's ball.
Well, hold on. It doesn't matter if anybody goes to anybody's ball. Once you pay your $30 to get into a ball, if you want something, you should get it. No.
Support everybody's ball. I believe, and this is just my opinion, and this is immoral. I'm talking about immoral. I'm not talking about immorally like queens are. I'm talking about a moral opinion. You said, I am going to support and be there if it takes $200, $1,000. I'm going to support those who support me. Then you also said that the Evisus support everyone in the Midwest. So then I say, saying that is that even if half didn't get their coins, don't you think, Mark, that she should have been in the ranking of getting
Points? Well, actually, politics to me say that once you pay your $30 to get into a ball, you should not be able to have a ball unless you're able to give everybody their fucking money. Whether it's a no-crickety-ricket 007, whether they deserve to win it or not, whether their whole house boycotted. There was one girl, she was the only one from my house, but had she won, she should have gotten her money. That's ideally. That's reality, but we're in ballroom, and unfortunately, things happen. Again, I don't want it to come off, though, as though it's like one person from one house didn't get their money. There were other people that did not get their money. Let's
name
just leave it at that.
Name them.
Okay, so
name
you don't want it to come up at one person as is a shade. So basically,
name
as it's
name
a shade
anybody,
for them.
Name anybody that won that didn't get their money that wasn't a La Perla or an Escada.
Why does that matter? If it's a Escada or La Perla or not.
Marcus, let me explain.
Why would it matter?
Marcus, stop over talking. You got a degree, so you should know how to talk in a monotone. You said that across the street. Okay, so if Nina threw a ball and an Escada won and my money was funny because of the door, because my house sister won one category and an Escada won one category, if an Evisu won, I would be able to work a situation out with the Evisu that won because that's my house daughter or that's my house sister.
Well, again, because people leave houses like water, and unfortunately, that might have been ballroom 1990. Most girls don't want their money, regardless what house they're in. And honestly,
no,
I will
saying,
say,
example,
honestly, because well, an example,
no,
there were Escadas that walked, there were La Perlas that walked.
Come on, don't overtalk me. Don't do that.
So was this category female figure phase?
It was open to all phase.
It was open to all faith. Let me tell y'all one thing. If I would have walked that category and I would have won over that cut, best to believe I would have had my coins. I don't give a fuck what they made at the door. Somebody was giving me my coins because I was going to take it out their motherfucking ass. And that's the difference. That's what we're trying. That's the point we're trying to make. It's nothing towards you, Marcus.
That's the point we're trying to make, Marcus.
No, mind you, and Marcus, I think that you're getting to jump into defense, and you're contradicting yourself with your degree because you're saying one thing, but you're saying the other thing. Bottom line, if the foundation is broken all up in Chicago, however it goes, at the end of the day, these people support this amount of people that's in these houses that gave them the board. They got their cash, but she didn't get her cash. Who's in the house supporting? I mean, it's just a moral thing. Now, your degree has nothing to do with your spirituality. That's just a moral thing. Like, wow, I would be gagging like, wow, I see them everywhere. I would have wished that she had her coins. And yes, it's not 1990. It's just moral because if you in the house and you in the house, we could have worked that out. Bitch, you at my house every day. I'm going to give you something. Let me give this off to her because, you know, I don't need the publicity and I don't want to feel bad. So basically, this is Jasmine, how do you feel?
Mina and Marcus, you're going to have to excuse me because I don't want to hear y'all arguing and stuff. So I had both of y'all muted as I talk. But it's no shade to neither one of you guys because you guys know how I feel about you. I respect both of you guys a lot, but I don't want to hear y'all arguing right now. I just want to voice my opinion on everything that's going on. The bottom line is, everyone who's listening, call your house members and tell them to listen to the archives as well when I say this. Stop going to all these functions. These people that have no credibility, stop going to their balls. For what? I don't get it. Why are you even going and wasting your time? Pick a ball or two out of the year that you guys support. Why waste your time going to these balls that are going on every month to sit here and choose a ball to go to with hope, stating that you hope you make it through the ball. You hope you make it through the night. You hope the ball succeedly finishes. You hope the ball, they give out their cash. You hope, you hope, you hope with a dream. And everybody sits here and gets mad at the end of the evening and they're calling into the radio show on Monday to read the ball. We have these topics about these balls being read that last an hour or two. When people have a successful ball, it lasts about 5 minutes. That's all we talk about. And that's how it's been going for the past year and a half. Stop going to these people's balls. Who are these people? Whose ball? Now, this is where the shade comes in at. Nicole or Kelly, whose ball was this?
It was Charmaine and Rico's.
Rico who?
LaPerla.
And Charmaine's ball?
Yeah, I think
so. Are these people like heavy promoters that they give you an annual function that happens? I mean, where did this come from?
It was a rent party.
It was a rent party. So you guys know it's a rent party. Then why complain about it?
It was a
rent. I'm sure everybody. This is where it comes from. Leaders now. All the leaders, the fathers and mothers of the houses need to get together and send their little kids out to the balls and stuff and tell them to go just have fun. Don't go with high expectations because that's what's going to happen. Bottom line is each and every city is different. Every region is different. Personally, I here in Orlando, Florida, I give a ball every month and I give $1,000 out to the house that wins that night, the house that wins the most trophies. And I don't get no more than 30 or 40 people in the building, but I still give out the $1,000. I don't limit what happens that night. I don't limit it. You hit it on the nose, Kelly, when you said you of all people know that I make sure I work extra hard to have that money prepared for what happens that night. I don't care if it's 20 people in the building. I don't care if it's 50 people in the building. I don't care if it's 100 people in the building. I look at a ball as if I walk away after paying my grand prizes, after my commentators and my DJ and whatever else help is paid, if I walk out of there with a couple of dollars, I'm very happy and proud. If I walk in there already with the 1,000 or the 5,000 or the 10,000 or whatever, and my door and my bar pays for that, then that's money that I can put right back in the bank that I touched and whatever else extra I walk out
you
of the building with.
You have a bank account.
But the difference is that these people go in there and they want to sit here and depend on table money. They want to sit here and depend on this. They want to sit here and depend on that, and it's not a successful ball. And that's where the problem lies. And that's where the people, the houses, the leaders, they need to stop. Stop supporting these functions, these people who have no names, these people who haven't done anything, these people who have no titles to sit here and support these balls. If it's not a house ball, if it's not an annual function that's been going on, I mean, you got to start somewhere, so I can't really knock them for trying to start an annual function or so. But if it's not something that you guys are used to or whatever, don't go in there with high expectations, because when it fails, then you want to turn around and read and attack and everything. And if you're a promoter and you're trying to give these functions, don't do it that way. Don't just give out your money to your house members, but then don't pay any other house, or vice versa. Don't sit there and make sure you pay all your the other houses and tell your children that, you're not going to get anything or whatever. You took your children's money to get into that ball, then you need to pay them as well. That's exactly how I feel about all that. To me, it's just a complete mess.
I'm very unfair, and I think it's very unfair to the Evisus, who I just can't believe that they just said that they support everything in the Midwest, and the young woman didn't get her coins at all.
Sad. I don't care if it's a female figure.
I don't care
if it's a woman. I don't care if it's a lesbian. I don't care what she is. If you took her money at that door and she brought it the way you asked for the category and you had a dollar sign on it, then she needs to get her money. There is no ifs, ands, buts about that. There is no excuse for that. There is no nothing for that. But by sitting here complaining, it's just like what happened a year or two ago when AMP tried to give the $5,000 out for Big Girl's Face, and that didn't go through, and everybody wanted to call on Monday and read or whatever. And I mean, the bottom line is, why did anybody walk? Why did anybody go? There's no credibility behind it. So why even go? If it's for a trophy or whatever, then okay, take your chances. But when you sit there and you invest your time and your money and your traveling expenses and your hotels, and that's why a lot of people say, Jasmine, how you haven't been out, you haven't come out for a while, whatever. I'm not taking – what has been going on all year that I should take a chance on? Why am I sitting here wasting money on airlines and hotels and all the rest of that stuff for what? To sit at a ball for an hour or two for it to get shut down? That takes a lot. If it was a ball in my backyard, yeah, I'll do it. But I'm not sitting here going for what? Kelly, you sit there and travel to all these little balls, and you call me the next day or that morning or texting me. It was a mess.
And that's what, because there's too many balls. Yeah, you got to stay home because there's too many balls. But I think deeper than that, when you're hearing them and all of them, and even the people that haven't got on the phone from Chicago, they're having a foundation problem there. And there's a lot of inside shade going back and forth and back and forth. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, she gave her money. She won. There were people in their houses that got money. See, that's what makes it look bad, because there were people in their houses who threw the ball.
Which is completely wrong. The bottom line is, there's maybe something that you, if I'm not going to even go into detail, because every house is different, every parent is different. They should be able to work it out. But the bottom line is, if you're going to take the bullet for something and you can work something out with your children, then let them take the bullet with you as a whole. But you don't sit there and do that to the spectators. You don't sit there and do that to your non-family members or whatever. I don't agree with that. The bottom line is, if it was me and my children or whatever, and I knew, God forbid, something was going to happen or whatever, I would tell my children either don't walk, or if you walk, you know, I will make it up, you know, I'll make it up to you or something like that. But for the other people that came to support me and the house or whatever, then we need to do it this way. And either my children will understand or they don't. I would just tell them not to walk. But I'm not going to sit there and tell them to walk, and here goes your cash, and pay the other people that came to support. That's not a part of me. Come on now, that's a mess.
No, I think that's completely unfair. And like I said, I don't blame you, Marcus. I don't have any blame for you because you don't have the blame.
Switch Trey, can we bring Mina and Marcus back on, Switch Trey?
I'm controlling the board, and only if they're not going to argue and get loud.
No, well, maybe we should bring them back on, but we should learn how to talk. And Marcus, I think you are going off, for real, going off too much. Were you contradicting? Maybe you should calm down and it's just to alleviate and see where she can get her coins at. But it has nothing to do with Marcus. Marcus even being on the line arguing with Nina or debating, doesn't that sound crazy? Because he wasn't responsible for the money.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Is Marcus here? Am I here?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you
so,
hear me?
Hi. Okay. I just want to clear some things that were said. Let me be clear. Escadas did not get money, and other houses did not. That's just not how it went. Let me be clear. There are some Escadas. Every Escada that won did not get paid. So that's not true. They're saying, and I didn't want to put names, that it's allegedly, and I don't even know if it's true or not, if the schoolboy from the House of Herrera got his full $300. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's not. But that's
the
supposedly.
He was on the show and said he got. He was on the show.
He got all his money. So he got all his money. So at this point, who wasn't paid in full, I'm assuming, was Trent LaPerla, Tracy Escada, Lala, Little J, and Fred Escada, and
Am I on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Marcus, just for a moment. I'm respecting Jasmine, Kelly, and Nicole, and Shasha. Let's clear this up. I'm not talking about the horse's mouth. I'm talking about people I spoke with. The sex side, the Escada that won open to all sex siren was paid in full. He was handed an envelope. He was handed an envelope after his category.
Okay.
He didn't even
Cam
ask
Escada.
For his money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cam Escada did not get the whole $300, and I can guarantee that because that's my gay son. He did not get it. He did
Marcus,
not.
Marcus,
and if he,
Marcus, Marcus,
all right,
Marcus.
One at a time.
Marcus.
One at a time. We don't
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Calm down. I know, of course, he was given an envelope after his category. Whatever was in it, I don't know.
So let's call him.
Jay Herrera had said on the other show that he was given his entire $300 and right after his category. He was handed an envelope. So only thing I consume in my head is that there had to be an envelope for grand prize face.
Now, stay with me. Mina, as you can see, there were no envelopes there at all. I saw them pass money, but it wasn't an envelope. So, first off, I know how that's not totally true. I saw
Marcus.
Charmaine pulling money out of his pocket.
Marcus.
I know it wasn't an envelope. I know it.
Marcus.
I'm going to tell you this. What?
Jay Herrera is my grandchild, and he was given
money. Okay, but Jay Herrera did not.
Envelope.
He was given an envelope. He was not given a money in sealed envelope. And I mean, and I'm really trying to limit my read per se. I'll be honest with you, that was not the type of ball where envelopes were brought in before the ball. I'll be honest enough. That ball did not have any sealed envelopes before they walked into the ball. I can say that now.
I hope he calls in.
Jay Herrera, Amari, you called me and asked me to call in. Amari, please have Jay call in. Let us find out whether it was an envelope or not, or did he pull money out of his pocket. But it definitely wasn't in a sealed envelope. I can guarantee that.
What he said to me on the phone personally, and what he said to me
I even asked Charmaine that he need envelopes for the ball, and he said no, I don't need them. So again, there were no envelopes brought in.
You wasn't a sponsor for the cash. Okay, anyway, moving
right
along.
I wasn't a sponsor.
But you asked if he needed envelopes.
Hold on, but let me be clear. If it's a sponsor, hold on, let me give you this. A sponsor is someone who gives money to a ball and gives it away. And that's it. They're not looking for anything at the end of the night. They're not looking for anything back. That's a sponsor. An investor. An investor.
A sponsor wants to make sure the money looks pretty in the envelope.
Y'all are not catching my read. Y'all not catching what I'm trying to say in a nice way. I'm not trying to read my house member. They didn't bring the money into the ball.
Nicole,
why are you yelling, girl? Why are you yelling?
Because that's what you do. Because that's what you do. And I'm telling you that if they fucked up, and that's your house, if it was my
They fucked up, I said that. But hold on, let me be clear. A lot of people fuck up. This ain't the first time it happened. It ain't the last. So why are we? This is the shade. We're sitting here focusing on it. This is still not going to get them their money. That's the shade.
Right. And that's Marcus.
So,
no, the shade is Marcus. Catch the shade. The shade is, as an executive member of the House of Escada, you would sit there and say that out your mouth. Because guess what? If an Escada, if an Ivisu in North Carolina threw a ball and they were not paid, the people would be on the radio show wanting Kenny and Keona, members or Mina, members of the executive board, to call in and say, hey, it could be
anything. I want that person. Okay, sorry.
No. Jasmine, and you understand. Nicole, you know what I'm talking about, and Kelly do too. They're not going to go to that little person that threw the ball, itchy bitchy Ivisu from
But
Alabama.
That Charmaine's not an itsy bitsy. Charmaine is
no,
the Midwest father.
He's not. That's
he
can't
speak for himself.
But when
if one of my members, and if I allowed one of my members in North Carolina to have a ball, then yes, I would basically be backing them. But
Marcus, hold on. There were seven members of the House of Ivisu that reached out to Charmaine, and he's paid us off for 2 days.
That tells you something about the next ball he throws, right?
No, that tells
that's
you
all I can
that
say.
As an executive member of the House of Escada, it's something going wrong structurally in your house.
Why would it have to be the house? And it was two houses that were through the ball. And I'll be honest with you. When I went to St. Louis to that ball, there was a lot of things wrong
too.
In St. Louis. Well,
but
I still have yet to hear you say
the
Perla but one
they're
time.
They're not on here defending why Didi didn't get her money. The LaPerla
so let me be clear. Let me be clear. I didn't even call in. I got asked to get called in. I got begged to get called in, just like the other show.
So
I'm just really calling on to entertain this.
Right.
You know, so once again.
So what I'm saying is you're the voice right now, Marcus.
Hold up, Nina. No. Wait.
Okay.
And you have a degree, Marcus?
Right. I'm
gagging. Yes, I have a degree from Emory University. That's what I do.
From what university?
Emory University, one of the top 20 schools in the country.
And what do you have a degree for?
Economics and history. And what about yours?
I don't have one. And
my
I
degree from
the
three.
Like that. I don't sound like that. You sound very unfair. You sound very contradictory.
What is unfair?
And you know
I have.
And you know
what do y'all want me to do? You want me to pull the money out of my pocket and give it to her?
You don't have.
You have to say no, honey.
Girl, let me be, excuse me?
You don't have anything nice to say. Get
I am at a casino. I do, this is the thing. I've already entertained this, hold on. Nicole, this is the other part. I've already entertained this, hold on, Nicole. I've already entertained this.
Then go back to the casino, because your entertainment.
Girl, this is my money. This is not, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do with my money.
Go get it.
This is my money. If I want to suck dick and do whatever, it's my money. Girl, please. Girl, please.
At you.
And I'll be
you talk out of her and it ain't gonna make her get her money and distance. I mean, how dare you with the foundation of Chicago already falling and you throwing a ball. What's up?
Nicole,
get in here, Jasmine, please, thank you. Because I'm listening to him. I'm not going to go for no reason. And whoever don't like it, you know where to kiss. You got to get into him. And that's not nice because she's just, oh, my God. I'm about to hang up. Let me just hang up because that's not nice.
Nicole, you ain't got to go nowhere.
She's pleading and talking and telling him to stop.
Listen, the bottom line is I do agree with one thing that Marcus said. Talking about it ain't going to solve it.
Yeah, but he wasn't saying it like that.
If that's something that, you know, the houses can work out with the promoters and they can work out something and get their money, then that's fine. But talking about it, and definitely talking about if it was envelopes of cash given out at the ball, I mean, really, that's enough. Enough of that. Bottom line is, Rico and Charmaine, y'all gave one old fucked up ball. Don't do it again. And if they do it again, don't go. And I fucking said it. Bottom line, stop going to these people's balls. And if you don't like what I'm saying, don't come to mine either. So that's how I feel about it.
Amen to that. I know
that's just what it really boils down to. If you are a promoter, do your best to try to have that cash before you walk into that building. Jack sits there when we do the awards ball and all the other balls. He sits there, and one of us who is a part of that ball will sit on that panel before it even starts, and he has those envelopes ready for the cash. And it's like, you know, this is exactly how you do things. We organize things, and that's what makes this very successful. Don't sit there and be doing this and doing that and pulling out this pocket and pulling out that purse and telling this one to give it from the left titty. And come on now, that's a whole bunch of bullshit. Have your envelopes ready. Have your little labels ready. Have everything organized and stuff, and then you can give a successful ball. And if you feel you can't do it or if it's not the right time, don't do it.
She asked me, do we have
right
any callers calling? Because people saying they on her.
We are in a state of emergency with this ballroom.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no
people
state
cannot
of
fly. People are not flying like they used to. People are not crafting like they used to. And a lot of these balls are going downhill. Stop trying to have these big grand prizes if you can't play in that garden. Bottom line. If you can't sit here and play with it, then, child, have a ball and make your grand prize $500 or whatever. But stop right now, because I don't see where it's leading to. I don't see how it's getting to where it's going.
It just basically was an enlightenment. And when things happen, I'm sorry that had to happen to you, the House of Evisu, because y'all such a very good house. But it's just an eye-opener to say that Jasmine is not being discriminated. But you have to pick your balls very, very wisely so that this will not happen and we don't have to listen to the unfair shit that the promoter has to say after they got their money.
And if you're living in a town where you're already having problems within that town, within that city, within that region, where houses are boycotting or blacking out or whatever terms you're using or whatever, then don't play with it, because it doesn't make any sense. That's the reason why Florida is such a failed ballroom community. Because of the simple fact that you have houses here in Florida that will sit here and they will send only one or two members, but they won't go as a whole to support anything that happens. Or it's very, the Hispanics only support the Hispanics and, you know, or the different type of communities, you know, that we deal with here. It's not supportive as a ballroom community. It's a girlfriend community. And that's where the problem is. And every couple of years, I try to play around with Florida. Every couple of years, I'll sit here and give a series of little balls to see where it goes. And I see that, child, I'm wasting my time. I'll try again in a year or two. And I do it again. And I see I'm still wasting my time. And I go, come back again, like I'm doing this year. And personally, I feel like I'm still wasting my time. But I never want to start stuff. I don't like to start something and not finish it. If I say I'm going to give a series of balls, I'll give a series of balls. And that's what I'm doing. And when the series is over with, then if it's not successful as a whole, I'll try again, God willing, in a couple of years again. But don't sit here and try to continue to force and do something that you know is not going to be successful, or you're doing something in a community where everybody's just throwing shade at everybody. You guys need to work on uniting as one and giving a ball or something where everyone can profit off of it or it becomes successful. Stop trying to compete with each other. That's where the problem lies with everything.
Do we have any callers, darling?
I guess.
Miss Kelly.
These chicken strips are fast, bitch.
What you say?
These chicken strips are fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
404-593, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
Hi, everyone. This is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey.
Hey. You know, Jasmine.
What's it?
Jasmine took the words out of my mouth. Basically, a lot of these balls are kind of being thrown by people who are con artists, ultimately. You know, they don't have business degrees. They don't have, you know, they're not businessmen. Jasmine, you're a businesswoman. You know, I don't know if you have any degrees or not, but you're a businesswoman. You know how to throw a ball and make it successful wherever you are. And you give out your money. You know, there's no excuse for anybody to not get their money. The balls and the houses should have their money, period, before the ball happens, at least the grand prize and mini grands. You know, if you want to make the other little cash categories off the door, then do so. But if not, you know, don't have your ball and don't have the money, period.
Amen to that.
Sorry.
Thank you, Barbara, for definitely calling in. Switchboard, can you please find, oh, excuse me, Jasmine, can you please find 773-556? That's Marco Herrera. He wants to come on the show. Yes, I'm eating some chicken strips, Chicago. They fab. Marco, you on?
Hello, can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Jasmine, Kelly, Nicole, and Shasha, and the other co-hosts. One of the things, I just wanted to just come in and chime in for a second. I'm long-winded, but give me a minute. One of the things I wanted to say was that, I think Nicole said this, that Chicago's foundation, actually, I don't think there's anything wrong with Chicago's foundation. I think you all failed to mention that Rico LaPerla hasn't lived in Chicago for years.
Oh,
and hasn't
shit.
Been in Chicago since September of last year. On to the ball, I definitely like Charmaine, and I do think of some things he could have done better as far as promotion. One of the things was the flyer came out. You couldn't even read the flyer because the font was, like, really – it was the whole flyer was just atrocious. You couldn't even read it. No time was on the flyer. The location of the ball changed three times. They advertised that Jack's supposed to be commentating. When you talk to Jack, he says he didn't talk to the promoters. He didn't know nothing about coming here. So he had all the elements of a bad event. It's definitely unfortunate. Same way you got to the point talking about Chicago didn't come and support. Another thing is the House of Escada just boycotted the Ebony Ball. So when you start engaging yourself in those in that type of rhetoric and back and forth, it comes back on you tenfold. You know? So, and the thing, another thing, and I said it in front of all the parents in Chicago, Charmaine's ball last year didn't finish. A whole entire half wasn't completed. And I always say this, the best predictor of future performance is past performance. If the ball was fucked up last year, 9 times out of 10 it's going to be fucked up the next year.
Mm.
Excuse my language, I forgot I'm on a public forum. But it happens. It was definitely a bad event, but, you know, it's unfortunate that Dee Dee didn't have money, as well as members of the House of Escada, and the leaders, they need to rectify that. Chicago's on here once again, making an ass of themselves. Everybody's reading the mid-mass, this, that, and the other, when in simple fact, certain people shouldn't have balls to begin with. That's the bottom line, and that's what I've been trying to stress, but it happens. I think that's about it. I just want to address that. Thank you all.
Marco.
Yes, Ms. Jasmine. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Marco.
Hey.
You are not getting away that easy.
I figured that. Damn.
So, is this like history in the making? Isn't this
it's definitely history
in the
making. I am on the radio for the first time. Yes, I am.
What is going on? Like, what was the problem the whole time? Was it shade or?
No, it definitely wasn't shade, but I'm of the, come on now, Jasmine, you know, you're business-minded. Once people already got their opinions formed about you, you know, it's hard to change that, and I wasn't in the business of changing it, so, you know, and I guess another thing is I really don't care, so what it says about Mark, it really doesn't affect me. Y'all know that. And I have fun with it. When I see you all, and Kelly will be the first to tell you, when I see her, Kelly, don't I welcome you to the city of Chicago every time I see you?
Yes, you do.
Put you on a judge's panel, put you on a guest list. Like, it's all business, nothing personal.
Yes.
It's all business.
We need to unite and be nice and not throw shade and support one another and stuff. And stop giving these queens a whole bunch of drama because that's what they live for.
Yeah, Jasmine, you
well,
know I would never say
you. I appreciate you coming on and talking for the first time.
Yeah, but well, the thing about it is because I kept hearing people talk bashing Chicago, and it's not Chicago. It wasn't a Chicago
event.
You know
what I think? It's not Chicago that they're bashing. Chicago's bashing themselves. I am appalled.
I don't agree because Chicago didn't go.
You
know, I don't want to cut you off, Nicole, but Chicago didn't go to the ball. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, Marcus, isn't he live in Chicago?
No, he's the father of the house. Yeah, but it was the ball of Chicago last weekend, and truth be told, come on now, y'all know I'm Marshall, so I'm not going to bite what I need to say.
Okay, come on.
What I'm trying to tell you is this. What I'm trying to tell you is this. My son threw a ball of Chicago last Sunday. Not one flyer, not nobody promoting, not nobody saying come to the ball next Saturday. None of that. Charmaine chose to go to Baltimore. Did anybody from Baltimore come to Chicago? Fuck no. So, you know, you get what you receive. If this is what you're giving out, you can't have expectations for an event. You just can't. And Chicago didn't come. Several of my house members went this year, but my entire house was there last year competing for a $1,000 house with the most trophies, and almost 15, 20 categories
didn't
get called.
Hold on, Nicole,
because I have something to say. To all you girls out there that go to that website mistake and y'all pay $100 and $200 to vote y'all balls mistake, nobody really be on that website. I checked the numbers. The numbers are down low on the website. For y'all to be promoting y'all balls on that website, I'm not going to mention that website name. You know, do some blog talking things. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Starting in September. We're going to be here on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we only charge $75 to make a commercial. And the Wednesday before your ball, you can come up here and you can sit up here for a whole hour and promote your ball for $75. This is not this radio show is not like the other shows. I'm not reading anybody other shows. This radio show is not. Hold on. This radio show is not like the other radio shows. This is a platinum show. My sister pays $500+ every month. Every month she pays $500+ every month for the sound effects for us to be able to call people and everything. So if you want to promote your ball for $75, a commercial and an hour the week before your ball, please don't feel free to hit my sister up. Y'all know her number. Her number has been floating around on flyers for years, and the email address is tenforchop@yahoo.com. Please promote your ball starting in September.
You know what? I'm going to applaud you because that means that you are taking lessons. And just like y'all just said, Jasmine, that was a business announcement. And
it
that's
it,
what I had to beautiful. Say to him. Is it safe to say that Rico and Charmaine had no business?
I am Marco Carolina Herrera, and I would tell you they had no business throwing the ball in Chicago considering the past performance.
Okay. All right. Then, all right. So,
all right, while we mention it, since I am on the line for the first time, the Rags to Riches Ball is in its eighth year. It has finished every year. Cash Fully Awarded is coming up in a few weeks, September 25th. There's no ball in Chicago prior to that.
Oh, business. Everybody's being business at the time. I hear y'all.
8 years finished in its entirety, all cash
I'm
given out.
Kick
That's
you
my
in
record.
Your throat, Kathy. I'm going to kick Kelly on that.
Hold on. We got another caller. 347-546. You're live on the air on the recap show. 347-546, you're on the air. Okay, I guess you're not on the air, caller. Hold on another
minute.
We got 6 minutes, honey. Hold on. Keisha, you're back on the air. Keisha.
Nine.
Keisha, darling, where
eight,
you at, Keisha?
7, 6, 5, 4, 2, 1. Next caller.
That's right, next caller. Honey. So for all you girls out there, I just said what I said. So for all you girls out here for the next two Mondays that we have, y'all can come up here and y'all can promote y'all ball for the next No, I gotta let them know. For the next two Mondays, y'all can come up here and y'all can promote y'all ball for free for the next two Mondays. But starting in September, nobody will come up here and say anything about their ball unless they are promoted and they are paying for advertisement. This is not a free junction. Arnie, how you doing?
How are you doing?
678-763. You're live on the air on the recap show. 678-763. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. Next caller, 347-440. You're live on the recap show.
With that promo, I have a question. Would you promote Crickety Rickety Balls on your show?
What'd you say?
Would you promote Crickety Rickety Girls Ball on your show?
No, we're not.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
They paid for it. No, we're not going to sit here and promote all these naughty little functions. No.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think
they're
giving them out of
thank
ball.
You.
Seven,
goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you.
Seven,
goodbye.
773-410. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Be careful.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, you're on the air. What's up, son?
Yeah, this is Jay.
Jay, they want to know how much coins you got signed.
The category is for 300. I got my whole 300.
Okay, and you heard it straight from my son, Jay Herrera's mouth. He has his whole 300 girls. That's the end of that topic. Thank you, son, for calling in. 973-674. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller? Hello? 973-674. You're live on the air.
What's going on, Ma?
What's going on? How you doing?
This Contrail.
Hey, Contrail.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
I was calling. It was actually two balls the same day of Charmaine's ball. I actually went to the ball in Ohio. And it was actually really crowded. It was almost 400 people there. It was actually given by the Mother Darion. It was something different. It's a newer house in the Midwest. And I just want to say congratulations to Mother Darion because she did a really exceptional job. And when I say damn.
Hello?
Well, congratulations to Mother Darion. And we now know where all the people went.
Yes. The girls went to Detroit.
Yes, that's where they went on, and they had on ice. But that's nothing for the House of Ibisu. That's not a loss for y'all. That is definitely not a loss. So all the yelling and screaming and everything that went on, we can put all that behind us. Marcus Kelly.
Let me say something real quick.
Now.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Nicole. You guys, we only got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to make this quick. There's a lot of balls coming up for each state. Pick and choose them wisely. You got the combo in Atlanta Labor Day weekend. Everyone go and support it. You got Marco in Chicago in September. Go support it. New York, you guys got the Ibisu ball that comes every 2 years in October. Go support it. You know, just pick them. Stop going to these little rinky-dink balls, these rinky-dink promoters, and choose, save your money up. Get your airline tickets early, your hotels. You got all these major balls coming up in Atlanta, Chicago, and New York. Go to those balls. Choose them wisely and just go safely and enjoy. And, you know, in 2011, I plan on hitting everyone really, really big. Hopefully all this stuff will tone down by Easter weekend for the next elections ball. And all you houses just get ready for what I have in store for you guys. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to go take over Kelly and Nicole. You guys got a minute. Bye.
Okay. Well, and Nicole, say goodbye.
In my minute, I want to say that I had fun tonight on this phone. I apologize to the House Ibisu again. I love y'all. I think y'all are the number one house. Have a blessed day and use protection.
And don't forget to go out. Do not forget to go out this Friday in Washington, D.C. and support the Aga Twins. They're definitely going to be having a ball this weekend. Realness with a Twist is $1,000 this weekend. I will definitely be in D.C. up there. So, bitches, go out and support the Twins ball. Let's have some motherfucking fun. And another thing is, honey, you know, I don't know if my sister, you know, wants me to say it, but
Even though we doing commercials and everything, girls, you girls is out there, Miss Thang, and you need flyers for your function, Miss Thang. My legendary sister, she makes flyers too, Miss Thang. So you can also hit her up on Tens and Chops about flyers too, Miss Thang. You can get commercials and flyers and everything, Miss Thang, girl, for a reasonable price. My sister does all of that, girl, so get it. But like I tell you every night, honey, practice safe sex. The life you save will be your own. Bye.